Hi friends, welcome back to my podcast, Spilling Tea with Kylie Marie. Now's your chance to grab your tea or your coffee and listen to me talk about my summer of 2019. I'm actually just like kind of nervous, I don't know why, and just like talk about this topic, and I think it's just because it's not necessarily the deepest thing I could talk about, but for me it's just finally me opening up about me making changes and facing challenges head on. So if I stumble upon my words, I apologize now. Talking about my summer of 2019, I can admit that it's been different than any other summer before. And I think a majority of this has just been about how I felt after my first year of college ended. The beginning of 2019, I decided that I wanted to make a lot of changes in my life so that I could feel better and just be better. And I was doing this, and I was doing good throughout my second semester, but I wasn't doing the best I could do. So, you know, come May, I look myself and I'm like, am I happy? Or am I the happiest I can be? Do I see growth? And I can say yes, I'm seeing the growth. But it wasn't until summer came along that I really was able to just focus on myself and truly thrive. So, my summer of realization has a lot to do with me just prioritizing myself physically, mentally, spiritually, and just realizing the changes I want to make for my mind, my body, and my soul. Step one, I think, of all of this is definitely the physicality of it all. If you're not physically healthy, you're not going to be your strongest mentally, spiritually. And during my second semester of college, that's when I decided, like, I started going to the gym, and that wasn't enough. I think it has a lot to do with going to the gym, eating healthy, getting the right amount of sleep, and just doing more physical things in life. And I don't think having the stress and anxiety that the second semester of college was bringing me was allowing me to complete all that I wanted to complete for myself. So this summer, I've been going to the gym. I have truly changed my diet, and that's been probably the most difficult part. But I think the one thing that I can really say has helped a lot, I mean, food, yes, but sleep. Like, I was so surprised as to just getting the healthy amount of sleep could do for yourself. So, to get the healthy amount of sleep, I actually use the bedtime app on my phone, which makes me sound like a baby, but it does help a lot. So, Monday through Friday, I have my bedtime alarm set. So, at midnight, my phone turns off. It goes on to do not disturb until 9 a.m., which is still really late, and sometimes I wake up earlier than that now. I can wake up, like, comfortably and feeling good at about 8:30. And from there, I just give myself some time to myself before I get ready and go to the gym. And then after the gym, I try to work on doing things for my mental health. And I know that I've been talking a lot about it, it's only my third episode, but I have mentioned just like doing more things artistically. My newest challenge, and this has been a more recent thing that I decided to do, is I just like want to experience life to the fullest and try to stay away from being at home as much as possible. And that just includes going anywhere to do anything. And my most recent forms of being able to do this while remaining focusing on myself and my mental health has just been going anywhere my heart takes me and just reading, bringing my coloring books, bringing my crayons, listening to some music in the background all by myself, which me a year ago could not do because I hate being alone and just relaxing. I'm currently actually on my second book, so props to me. I've actually only been reading for like a couple weeks now, and just in these couple weeks I can admit that just painting, coloring, and reading, like taking up all these new hobbies that fill my time with other thing, you know, besides watching TV or just like sitting at home or just sleeping and laying in bed and doing nothing, has really made a difference. My thing I want to try and take up would be writing. I've always loved writing, but I think second semester, which was just constantly filled with me writing essays, kind of made me hate doing it. But I kind of want to take up journaling. I have a bunch of these empty journals sitting on my bedside, and I was looking at them the other day, and I was just like, why aren't you using these to your advantage? You know, Kylie, like, come on now. They're here for a reason. So I think I'm going to try. And, you know, the morning, I'm just relaxing in bed, like waiting for my body to wake up and waiting to feel motivated to go to the gym. My goal is, I think, going to try and spend that time journaling for a little bit. I don't care what it's about, but that's going to be my new challenge, and I'll keep y'all updated on if I'm successful on it. But there's still a little bit left of 2019, and there's still a lot that I can do with my life, and I'm going to write about it, and hopefully, you know, I don't know what today is, actually, the 10th, the 11th, sure, until the end of my year, and I just want to see how much more growth I can get for myself. I actually got a compliment today or yesterday from my uncle and aunt, and they were like, we can tell, like, you look good, and we can tell that you are happy, and when I hear things like that from anyone, it makes me feel good, and it helps me realize that I'm doing better. And it's hard for me to like take a step back and look at myself and just be happy with who I am. And as time has progressed throughout this year, I've really just learned to just be proud of myself and be happy and realize that I can be who I want to be, and anything else that I need to learn to get to the best version of myself is still out there for me to learn. I'm still young and I still have a lot to experience. I'm aware of that, and I'm more ready than ever before, I think, to just take on more challenges in life, and ready to take on my second year of college head on, you know, learning to like accept some failures and overcome them and make them something anew. And yeah, I hope I'm making sense, because now I was kind of forgetting I was doing a podcast. But yeah, I know there's still room to grow, but I also know that I'm ready for more. I hope that makes sense, because I don't actually think it does. But that is my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed me rambling about my summer of 2019. Bye, friends.